you tell a little about yourself?
I'm Eric Shumanandi from India.
I was born actually in London, England.
I'm a journalist by profession.
I'm 20 years old and I'm a student of physics. My dad, who taught me the art of radio.
Listeners Special.
In the name of God, the All-Compassionate, the All-Merciful. Salam, dear listeners, and warmest greetings to you all. Welcome to another edition of Listeners Special on this beautiful Sunday, March 24th, 2024. I'm Atefe Erfani, hosting this program today. As you may know, Listeners Special is the Sunday program where your views are presented through your emails, your letters, and your messages. So, please contact us and tell us what you think about our programs. Tell us which program or programs you like the best. And if you have any message for our listeners around the world, you can record your voice, send it to us, and get your voice heard in this program. Remember, Listeners Special is your program. It's your views that are important. This is Listeners Special, and here we've received reception reports from around the world, from Hector Fria Hofre from Chile, from Chandra Sagur from India, and from Ratan Kumar Paul from India, one of our old and regular listeners. So Hector, Chandra, and Ratan, thank you very much for sending these reception reports to us. As you may know, these reception reports are very helpful to IRIB English Radio because it helps us to promote the quality of our programs. Thank you for your support and commitment to IRIB English Radio. So let's see who has sent us email from around the world. Here we've received an email from Chandra Sagur from India, Mahfuzur Rahman from Bangladesh, who is one of our old and regular listeners, has sent us a piece of email. And again from India, we've received an email from Shivandapol. Stay with us, please. I will be back with you. Welcome back. This is another edition of Listeners Special. And did you know that the sky on Mars appears pink? It's very exciting. I wish I could travel to Mars and produce a report from the pink sky on the Mars for you. Well, now that I can't travel to Mars, let me take you to a beautiful lake in Fars province, southern Iran. Believe it or not, this lake in Iran is pink. The name of this lake is Maharlu. Stay with us, please. I will talk about Maharlu Lake more. So I was saying Maharlu Lake is one of the lakes of Fars province in southern Iran. This lake is located 20 kilometers southeast of Shiraz and its area is 600 square kilometers. The longest part of this lake is 28 kilometers, while the widest part of it is 15 kilometers. Its deepest part also reaches 3 meters. Maharlulek is very salty and it is considered as one of the largest mineral deposits in the dry seasons of the year in Iran. This lake feeds from three seasonal rivers including Sultanabad, Sarvestan and Khoshk rivers. The lake water typically evaporates by the end of summer and exposes the white lake bed. By mid-summer and due to high evaporation rates and salt concentrations, the lake water turns pink as a result of the tide within the lake. So, later during the program, I will talk about Maharlu Lake more. So, I was saying, Chandra Sagur from India has sent us a piece of email. Chandra says, "Dear IRIB English Radio, a few days ago, I had the opportunity to listen to your broadcast in English. The music was so beautiful, and the reception in my place, Parganas, in India, was good. I hope you find my reception report to be of some use. If the details are correct, please verify with a printed or EQSL card. Thank you in advance. First of all, salam and warm greetings from Tehran, from Iran, and appreciations to you for writing to us at IRIB English Radio, Chandra Sagur from India." So, you have been able to receive the signals of IRIB English Radio in Parganas in India. It's a region in India. You listen to a piece of music which you found it very beautiful, and that's great. Thank you for letting us know what you think about our programs. So, Chandra Sagur from India, please accept our electronic QSL as verification to your email. Write to us soon and tell us your views about our programs and be one of our regular listeners. Thank you again, Chandra Sagur from India. So I was talking about Maharlu Lake, which turns pink in some seasons of the year. This lake is blue in the rainy seasons of the year. Maharlu Lake, due to its high salinity of water and abundant light, is growing algae, which is called Danaliella salina. It creates a sort of organic beta-carotene that causes changes in the color of the lake into pink. Algae that lives in saline turns Maharlu Lake to pink color, actually. This phenomenon usually happens during the month of May. Believe it or not, this lake appears pink, yes, a pinkish pink. Wonderful, extraordinary. The lake's shore is full of salt and looks white. This lake is home to an aquatic crustacean called Artemia. Flamingos love eating the Artemia. There are also other birds in Maharlu Lake. Some of them include heron, duck, and plover. Also, around the lake, animals like hyena, fox, and wild cats inhabit. And this diversity is really great. And it only exists in Iran, in beautiful Iran. So, let's see what Mahfuzur Rahman from Bangladesh says. For your information, Mahfuzur Rahman is one of our old and regular listeners. Mahfuzur Rahman says, "Greetings from Bangladesh to all IRIB English Radio staff and Iranian people on the occasion of the holy month of Ramadan. It's my pleasure to express my opinion on the occasion of the holy Ramadan. As a Muslim, I always wait for this holy month. Fasting in Ramadan helps us to strengthen our soul by regular prayers and donating to poor people of the community. In the other times of the year, we surely try to offer regular prayers, donate to poor people of the community as well, but it is in the holy month of Ramadan that we are advised to help fellow human beings even more." Salam and warm greetings to you, Mahfuzur Rahman from Bangladesh. On this beautiful Sunday of the holy month of Ramadan, many thanks for writing to us and many thanks for your beautiful description of the holy month of Ramadan. As you said, fasting in Ramadan helps us to strengthen our soul by regular prayers and donating to poor people of the community. An electronic QSL or EQSL will be sent to you very soon as confirmation to this email. We wish you all the best and we are looking forward to hearing from you very soon. Please pray for us. Welcome back. Shivan Paul from India, one of our old and regular listeners, has sent us a piece of email. Shivan Paul says, "Greetings to all the staff and listeners of IRIB English Radio for the blessed month of Ramadan. We are regular listeners of your programs. The quality of your broadcast is very good and the news and other items on your website are quite up to date and informative. We like your programs, news, and your other programs on current affairs. We are interested about culture, lifestyle of Iranian people, historical places, tourist attraction, and destination of Iran. Please send some program schedules and other items of IRIB English Radio for our club members. Salam and greetings from Tehran, from Iran. Please send our greetings to your club members. Shivan Paul from India. We are so grateful to you for this email. It's good to hear that you're pleased with the quality of the broadcast and you're interested in Iranian culture, in the lifestyle of Iranian people, in historical places, tourist attractions of Iran, and about the customs and traditions of Iran. Anyway, we wish you all the best and we are looking forward to hearing from you very soon. Of course, an electronic QSL will soon be sent to you. As a confirmation to this email, please send our greetings to your club members and we wish you all the best. And here we come to the end of our today's program, Listeners Special. And as you may know, we are basking in the Nowruz holidays these days. So I just wanted to send my felicitations to all Iranians and all the people in Farsi-speaking countries who celebrate Nowruz on this great occasion, which is a very ancient occasion and a very happy occasion. Congratulations on Nowruz. Many thanks for being with us. Please keep in touch with us. We wish you all the best. God bless you and goodbye.
Dear listeners, your opinion is always important to us. We invite you to spend just a few minutes writing us a letter or sending us an email. We will be glad to hear from all of our listeners who have any questions or comments about any of our programs. Our postal address is IRIB English Service, P.O. Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. You can also send us emails to englishradio@irib.ir. Please visit our website at parstoday.ir/en. Our phone number is 0098-21-2201-3720. Thank you all for being with IRIB English Radio.